This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana's governor and attorney general are pushing competing bills this session that would protect health coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
Make no mistake about it. The Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, has absolutely been a train wreck.
Attorney General Jeff Landry is one of 20 Republican elected officials from across the country who signed onto a lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. Late last year, a federal judge in Texas ruled the law unconstitutional. That ruling's being appealed, and the case could potentially end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Landry believes states should play a bigger role in providing health insurance.
It gives us an opportunity right here in Louisiana to develop and build a better health care system.
Governor John Bel Edwards says the lawsuit threatens health insurance coverage for nearly 850,000 people with pre-existing conditions in Louisiana. In a statement, Edwards calls it, quote, ironic that Landry wants to try and fix a problem that he caused by joining the lawsuit. Plaquemine Representative Chad Brown is carrying the health care bill backed by Governor Edwards.
You know, you have a number of people that, if we do not have protections in place, one, simply will not be able to acquire insurance, or two, will not be able to afford it.
The Affordable Care Act is one of many areas where the Democratic governor and Republican attorney general disagree. But the two bills protect many of the same provisions, like pre-existing conditions, and would essentially only be needed if Obamacare is overturned. Representative Brown says the Affordable Care Act isn't perfect.
But I'm in support of making sure we have these protections in place.
The measures will be debated during the legislative session that starts Monday. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.